Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately. Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How you doing today, Big JD?
Oh, boy. Well, doing better now that we're running live.
That took a little doing, didn't it?
It sure did. 16 minutes worth of doing.
I'm doing well. It's not like we started to get ready at the time we were supposed to be ready.
Well, 16 minutes in overtime.
What the heck?
As far as the game's concerned. Yeah, it's a whole new thing for us here, and we have streaming on Ustream, so we're using a slew of other programs and interfaces, and so this is the second time we did it, and I think we had actually more time to prepare last time, and we had our share of difficulties last time as well, but I think next week will go a little smoother. And
but when I'm playing iTunes, it should just play.
It should just play, yeah. We had some computer difficulties, and that's odd. Well, especially with a Mac.
I think it's Big JD's in the room. That's the problem.
I'm electrified.
No, or it's his
powerhouse.
Powerhouse.
PowerBook. 1864 PowerBook.
Is that when it was made?
By Ronco. Yeah, it might as well have been.
Pocket PowerBook. Yep. By Ronco.
Put it in your pocket. Grab it. What's that song? Perry Como.
Oh,
grab a falling star and put it in your pocket. Never let it fade away. Hey.
Hey.
So, yeah, there you go. So, what's happening in our necks of the woods? I have cousins coming tomorrow, I guess. No, Tuesday from Lincoln, California.
Oh, yeah.
A few days, yeah. And it's my cousin Josh and his family, and I've never met him, actually. That's how that works.
And how are you related?
Related by, he's my uncle's kid.
He's your uncle's kid.
He's my uncle's kid. But my uncle's lived in the States like pretty much his whole life. And, he got a few kids here and there. And they're kids that we don't know, really. You know what I mean? Because we just don't even know most of those families exist or whatever. And, you know, we don't keep in much contact with my uncle.
How is your uncle again? I'm sorry.
That's my mother's brother.
Oh, okay.
And so anyway, one of his kids is Josh, and I've conversed with him for quite a long time now, and via phone and internet, and done a couple of interviews with him. He's a financial advisor guy. He's got his own company, North Point Financial, and he's also done recently finished a documentary on a fitness documentary.
What?
And he just recently got funding for it, and it'll be entered in some of the festivals in the near future, and I did an interview with him on that, and I'm going to do an update while he's here, actually. So I'm going to have him on the You Talking to Me show.
So obviously it's in your genes, this whole...
There's a lot in my genes.
Ooh.
Believe dad. You can believe dad.
No, you know what I'm saying as far as the broadcasting thing goes,
yeah,
or
the
whatever.
Whole thing. Broadcasting,
filmmaking.
Writing, everything, yeah. It's all in the family.
It's the creative genes.
I don't know what's on his side.
I want to give...
All in the family.
Yeah.
So, cousin's coming. You want to give what?
Oh, I want to give those guys down the hall one of the, hey, we're broadcasting, numbskull.
Broadcasting, so. And again, our good friends, the Easy Mac guys, Jeff and Mike, teaching at the college this year, music making and podcasting in the Mac Lab in the new campus, St. Clair College of Applied Arts. So, all our friends with Macs and those thinking about switching, you want to take advantage of that course, I think.
Or if you just want to see what all the hoopla is about Max.
Then you can come and watch from the doorway.
No, if you pay, you can come on in.
Okay, we'll let him in. What else we got going on? So we want to invite Mac owners and switchers and those that are thinking of switching and, you know.
And those with $300.
Sure. I don't know how much the course is.
It's
exactly.
At least $300.
And there's basics of the Mac and movie making as well. And I think I might be teaching those courses, so I'm hoping so. And that's
Is that the real
August.
Deal, yeah?
I think so. I don't know yet.
Because the people who were doing it last time aren't doing it anymore?
I guess not. I don't know.
Oh, sure.
I really don't know what's going on.
Go ahead. Teach behind my back. I don't care.
I'm not teaching behind your back.
You can come and take the courses. New York in July for me.
You got your
we're all booked.
Airplane booked?
Yeah, unfortunately. But we took the insurance guard in case I can't really take it and have to cancel.
Did you really?
Fly. Yeah.
We took that. Last minute cancellation. Says,
you know what? We're putting that guard thing on it, the insurance, because I don't know what's going to happen with you wanting to cancel the flight and drive. So that's going on as well. And I'm really looking forward to meeting Paul Howard, son of Mo of the Three Stooges, when I go. I interviewed him last year on You Talking to Me, and hopefully be hooking up with him when I'm there. And also I want to hook up with Beetlejuice from the Howard Stern Show. I'm going to try and get an interview with Beetlejuice.
That's gonna
be
awesome. Or at
least some pictures, or, you know, touch his naked body, something.
Ooh.
So,
get some actual Beetlejuice on you.
Ooh, I don't even want to picture that.
But you did.
Maybe I do. Wicked Angel's new CD, supposedly released, being released in July.
I see you have the CDN Records hoodie on.
CDN Records. That's right.
Do you get that when you release a record?
Well,
with
they
them?
Gave me this.
They gave it
so
to
I
you.
Thought
that's
that
I thought
that was cool, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I like hoodies, and I like CDN Records. CDNRecords.com. That's our label, actually. And so they keep talking about European dates, festivals, and everything. Said even if you guys can't play or don't want to play or something, go anyway, because they'll set you up with tables to sign autographs and for interviews and talking. And I'm like, wow, that's just I don't know what's going to happen. I'm not counting on anything, but if it happens, that's cool. And if it does, I'm making plans to bring the Blues Connection over as well and do dates around areas coinciding with anything else that we do. So
can I be your guitar tech?
I don't see why not.
Why don't you just go?
As long as you know how to tune a guitar.
I can tune and change strings.
I don't want strings changed.
You want to keep...
Not even when they break.
Not even when they break. They sound good when they're just blang, blang.
Anything else? What's up? Anything going on?
Well, I'm just thinking of... okay, there it comes. We are... as we record this, we're streaming on Ustream at the same time.
That's right, yeah. And if you go to the Jabbercast and click on the Ustream, listen on Ustream, then you'll get the... you can play from the player there. We have a player on the website. And as well, right underneath it, you can chat with us.
So, yeah, which is kind of cool.
And I'd like you to sign into that if you could, actually. Like, you don't even have to sign in. You can just go and, you know, as a guest. And
I am a guest. I'm on there.
Oh, are you? Did you type anything yet? Because I want to see if
I'm Ustreamer 23369. Do you see me on the right-hand side there?
Oh, okay. Yes, I do.
Okay.
So you just haven't inputted anything. That's cool. Right. I just put up some messages for people to let them know that we were a little late this morning.
That's awesome. See, this is the best thing about streaming from Ustream.
I like this. I like it very much.
Yeah. That you can talk to the people even if we're not there. Hey, I know.
The biggest thing I worry about once getting all this out, and even if the show, for some reason, we had such bad technical difficulty that we couldn't broadcast the show for some reason, there's always the podcast, which you can pick up, you know, on iTunes or from the website. But I always want to make sure that we're recording a show. And that's, you know.
That's key. And we're actually recording twice. We're duplicity is in effect right now.
For now, yeah. Because of all this craziness.
I can even break out the microtrack and we could record on that if we wanted to.
Well, that's what I mentioned earlier. If you had, you're just coming out your system and I don't know what kind of, output we have coming from your system. But anyway, anything else like going on around here?
Well, it seems like the house is just bustling.
There's a lot going on this morning.
Bustling, and there's coffee being made and people vacuuming and holy moly. Some mornings it's like peaceful and quiet here. But no.
Yeah, usually on a Sunday morning.
It's crazy. But that's what we get with broadcasting from the Jabbercast studios here.
And straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world and sometimes out of this world from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
Okay, and we're in the newsroom.
Is it any quieter? Sounds much quieter in here.
Sure.
The foam on the walls?
Yeah. Foam.
Foam on the walls.
Spray foam. So news, I had a little piece of news, and I thought this was kind of interesting, and as well, I had something here on a website with somebody that was cutting up what I want to talk about, and I'd like to cut him up, actually.
Yes.
Into little tiny pieces, put them in my freezer.
Nice!
The YouTube Symphony Orchestra, under the direction of composer Tan Dunn, it's the first collaborative online orchestra. I don't know if you've been following that at all.
No, I have not.
And what it was, they had 3,000 submissions. They, you know, it was a big thing on YouTube. and their channel and everything, and they had the sheet music that they, you could download the sheet music, and then you could submit your video and your playing of the part or the piece to whatever they had up.
Sure.
And then they would select finalists, and then eventually select their group of about 90 orchestrationists. And
I don't think that's what they're called.
Oh yeah, they are. And they played at Carnegie Hall just like a couple of days ago. So all these people from around the world. So what it was, 3,000 submissions. The participants downloaded sheet music. They rehearsed their part, submitted their YouTube video. They had 200 finalists, 90 winners from 30 countries, aged 15 to 55.
It's a big,
these kids, big some age of those kids. And they got to perform at Carnegie Hall in New York, April 15th, I believe it was, and performed some classical masterpieces and a piece by Tan Dunn, original music by him. And he, if you don't know who he is, a classical composer, most widely known for his Grammy and Oscar award winning scores for the movies Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, and Hero.
Hero, what was that?
Hero?
Yeah.
Heroes. Hiroshima. No, I don't know. Hero. Is it a movie, Hero?
Was it? Okay. Yeah. Sorry. Not up on that.
Tan Dunn. Sure.
I know the series Heroes.
Yeah. That's very cool. You like that? I've missed a lot of them lately, but
yeah,
I think
me too.
Cool.
I liked it when it first came out.
I had a big problem with that writer's strike thing, and then episodes were seemed like there was that exactly. gap, and then I lost track of everything.
I think a lot of people did, but it's an extremely well-produced show. The guy who's the cop, Greenberg, I can't forget. I forget his.
Yeah, I know who you mean, though. The bigger guy.
The bigger guy, yeah. He can read people's minds.
Right, yeah.
He, along with August Trometer from Foggy Noggin Software and another designer guy, they came out with a iPhone application.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this guy's a techie.
To read minds.
Yeah, that's
or
it.
Or is
no.
it a Heroes app?
It's a coupon app. It's called Sweet. Yowza.
Yeah.
Spelled exactly what you...
Yowza!
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And what it does is the retailers submit coupons to Yowza, and then if you're going somewhere, you punch in the store, or it works on the GPS thing too. So if you have coupons that are available to you, mm-hmm. it shows you within a radius 1, 5, or 15 miles. And so if you're going to Target or whatever, and you hit Target, and
you get a list of the
coupons are on your iPhone, they get scanned on your
wow.
phone.
Wow. I was just going to say, do they make you print them out, or now because you can carry the coupon around with you, so you show them your iPhone, say, I have a coupon.
That's right.
And they just scan it now.
And they just scan it. And
that's lovely.
I know. It's awesome. And the retailers are able to see how many people are using the coupons, how much money.
Great for them.
Yeah. It's also very good for
that's such a great thing. Now, why aren't we making an app? That's what I want to know.
I like the scanning idea. I liked it a lot. When I went to,
oh, I like it when they're going to start scanning our hands to pay for things. You going to like that?
Well,
we'll
no.
be talking about that in the near future on the show.
Near future.
That's right. Today on our, that's what our show's about. But we'll get another minute. I wanted to. I wasn't finished with my YouTube thing, and it was what is it? Guardian. .co.uk and somebody
website.
Here, one of the guys that.
Highly recommend everybody go to The Guardian. It's a good source of alternative media news.
And the particular guy, Tom Service on Classical blog, his verdict on the YouTube Symphony Orchestra, mediocre and pointless. And he just, you know, is there a problem?
I was just hearing something.
Okay. He kind of cuts it up and says it's just like a useless idea and a big, just a big thing for, you know, what do you call it, for a gimmick for YouTube, you know, to its sponsors and you know, just to be a attention getter kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I mean, how incredible is that, what they did? You know what I mean? I think it's amazing and to show what, you know, the technology now with computers can do and how it can bring people together and what they can do with it. And I just thought it's a really cool, you know, type of an artsy thing that they did.
Absolutely.
You know, and it's amazing. And why this clown would ever cut that up, I have no idea. That doesn't make any sense to me.
But you have nothing against clowns, right?
No, I don't have anything against regular clowns.
Oh,
but
regular clowns.
This guy's not dressed up in his clown suit.
Ah,
so
I see.
I have a problem with that. But anyways, and I'm thinking, what a dork. Why would you ever cut that up?
I don't know.
Your brain hurts.
Yeah, you gonna go to Walmart?
Walmart and buy sheets for Granny's bed, who lives down in the basement, shackled, duct tape. Some are peeing in their pants, and some are they're fighting in the back of the bus with canes and walkers, and it was like totally insane. What a nut job he was that day.
Yeah, that was was a Jeff rant right there.
That's right. Well, anyway, I was I just thought it was ridiculous, and you know, I think he didn't have anything. Just didn't have anything good to say, and maybe didn't have anything to write in his blog that day, and took it out on the YouTube orchestra and clown.
Do you think a lot of bloggers blog just to get reaction?
Maybe just to get reaction, or just, you know, they blog because they want to talk and talk about something and need something to say, and I don't know. I don't know why he would, you know, be against that in any way.
Yeah. Who knows what his backstory is on...
maybe he doesn't like classical music. He seems to be the classical blog guy, but didn't like something about it.
Mm.
That's too bad for him, really. So,
hey, folks, Big JD here. Just wanted to let you know about my Big 30, incorporating the Jeff and Lana Show, the Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show, and my You Talking to Me interview show into one 30-minute podcast. 10 minutes with Lana, a 10-minute interview with a new guest every week, and 10 minutes of tunes. You get it all in the Big 30. It's fast, it's a blast, and it's come to pass. Big JD's Big 30. Subscribe free on iTunes or from www.myspace.com/BigJD's Big 30.
I'm hearing it later. That's
what are you hearing?
Yeah, it's latency coming from... Oh, you know where it's coming from?
Oh, something's playing. You have it playing on the net.
I'm listening to the show.
Yeah, maybe you should stop that, because I think that's why probably why something's going wrong. I got a glitch once, and I shouldn't be getting a glitch at all coming from anywhere else, except that you're tying up all the stream.
Exactly.
So week's show is on the future. So that wraps up this week's topic.
What?
Yeah, there is no future.
Yes, there is.
You think there's a future?
I think so.
Is there a future after 2012?
2012, that is just a number.
Only for the... Yeah, that's right. We're all going to be numbers. And they want a certain specific number of people to be on this globe at some point in time. That's the New World Order.
A certain number of people. I bet you're
500
right.
million, I believe it is.
That's how many more they need for...
That's how many they want, period. So that they can control, they can eat more easily control the population.
You think there's...
I don't know whether that's supposed to be what kind of breed of people that is, but...
Breed of people?
Yeah, you know, like, do they want all blonde-haired, blue-eyed people?
Oh, no, I don't think they can do that. I don't think that's...
Do they want everybody?
They may get rid of the Caucasians and the Asians.
The Caucasians and the Asians?
Yeah.
And keep just the black and whatever?
Exactly, yeah.
Oh, now, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get rid of all the Asians and the Caucasians.
Is that directed to the president of the new president of the United States?
New president of the world, you mean?
Yeah. U.S. is the world.
Well,
The children.
I think that's going to change.
We need a cart machine. So you just hit something, you know, we are the world, we are the children. You know, you just hit a button and boom, it's there.
Well, we can do that if you want.
Yeah, but I don't know if we can. We can't find anything that easily. If you just say something and you want to add that in, that's impossible.
You mean say something and then you want to have something directly related to...
Right away, playing behind it. Oh, it's a new world order. We are the world. Hit the button. We are the world. And then, you know what I mean? You got to have that stuff ready, and you got to know that you're going to say that, I think.
Well, you know how they do that on radio. They have guys that are listening, and they just punch in one word, boom, and they got the soundboard, poof.
Yeah, we need some interns.
Poof. That's the morning zoo. You want the morning zoo sound thing? Like, you know, hey, it's Josh in the morning. We're talking about how we hate to eat ice cream in the morning.
Well, I don't know, but that's nice for IDs, but I don't know through the whole show. So, what happened with you today?
Yeah, what I'm thinking about is...
I stubbed my toe this morning.
Dave and Chuck the Freak in the morning on 89X, yeah. Or what used to be Mike and Drew on RF.
Well, Mike and Drew weren't like that.
They had, like, if they'd say something, they'd put a thing in the back.
Oh, yeah, putting stuff in, sure.
Yeah. No, they weren't.
But they weren't over the top.
They weren't over the top. Show actually, they were opposite of over the top.
Yeah, yeah, really laid back.
Unless Mike would get all riled up and then he'd get really on it and he'd be in the Mr. Stress mode.
Mike's always get riled up. Was he Mr. Stress?
He was Mr. Stress. Okay. Yeah.
Is he still?
That's traffic.
I don't think they have a Mr. Stress anymore. That was he was on Ken Calvert's morning or afternoon show.
Yeah. He was on medication. I still like Mike, though. They got a whole new thing going on now. Yeah, I don't know if I really, you know. But anyway. The future show. Yeah. So there's a lot of things going on in the world today. And
really?
You know, yeah. There's. I just want to take this opportunity to mention that there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people all over the world. So, 2012, Armageddon.
Well, the more I think about the 2012 thing, Big JD, I'm thinking that it's like a Y2K thing. It's just a number that
yeah, but this is happens a special number. No, and here, we'll talk about that, actually, why it's not exactly like Y2K. Y2K happened to be just a number that they thought would affect the computer systems of the world. Because of the date, you know, because of the regular calendar
change. Manufactured crisis.
This has nothing to do with just a number that may, you know, send things haywire-istic. But this is the end of the Mayan calendar. And this is us entering into an apparent new age of spiritual enlightenment. And these ancient civilizations seem to be rather advanced, although in a different way than us. Do you think there were computers ever before us?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, they didn't have all these things, but they had something that we didn't have. What's that from? They have something that we didn't have.
Yeah,
that sound familiar?
Yeah, it sounds familiar.
see how everything's all been done before?
It's all happened before. But yeah, obviously.
And it was spiritual.
You think it was spiritual?
It was spiritual. It was consciousness.
They had some knowledge that we don't
energy.
Have.
Energy. It was also, I would believe, extraterrestrial.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
So. You figured
we
that.
We have that to look forward to, too.
Hmm.
Do you believe there's other life out there? I think so.
Well, of course I do.
It's got to be.
And I think the Mayans were
visited
absolutely. Mm-hmm. They couldn't, there's no evidence to say that they figured this out just with what they had, the knowledge they had and what happened afterwards,
right? Sure. Yeah, there's a lot there, and if you do a search for 2012 in Google, you'll come up with sites upon sites upon sites of information on 2012, which they call doomsday. Now, is it going to be the devastation of the planet? I don't think so. I think maybe to some degree, if there are the predicted changes, catastrophic events, possibly, and also solar flares, then whatever side of the globe is facing the sun at that particular time of this catastrophic event, then half of the world's pretty much going to be wiped out, I think. So satellites, phone systems, everything.
So do you think the Mayan calendar was inspired by people from somewhere else? They told him, oh, by the way, in 2012, that's when your sun is supposed to fry up.
I don't know if they were just told that, but that was based on their calendar and their calculations and that sort of thing. And I think they were given the tools, you know, and whether or not they were just told that this is what's going to happen and this is why, I don't really know. And of course, nobody really knows 100% if this is true, it's right, it's the, you know, does the calendar just start over again at 00000001 or whatever it is, you know what I mean?
Nobody can say for sure. AD or BC or... Because our calendar now that is based on supposedly when Jesus Christ was born.
Yeah. No, that's, I guess, a whole different thing, and I don't know their names and terms for it all, but...
And what about the Chinese calendar?
What about it?
Does it end at 2012?
What animal are you in the Chinese calendar?
Tiger.
Are you?
Yeah.
Is that Chinese calendar or Chinese horoscope? What am I thinking?
Oh, yeah, right. Chinese horoscope.
Horoscope. What are you?
I'm a tiger.
I think I'm a dragon. I don't know what I am.
Okay. You want me to find out? And you know how I know that? Because we just went to a Chinese restaurant and the placemats were the birthday. What are you?
Yeah, they always are.
They're always that.
Yeah. The
placemats. Yeah.
Placemats. Yeah.
That information is usually either
like
in the
fortune cookies.
Everybody who sat at the table said, "You know what? I think I got jagged for a fortune cookie."
You're kidding.
I didn't open one up, and I never read one.
Well, then you did get jagged.
I think so. But we were supposed to go for sushi that night. Our band played on Friday night, and we were all supposed to go from the gig to sushi back to the gig.
And did that happen?
That didn't happen. We just went to the Chinese restaurant next door because we were so late. Because why? We're King Friday.
That's right.
And there actually is some kind of deadline to be made as far as...
Friday's our king.
Friday's our king?
Yeah. It's a cool day of the week, I think.
Sure is.
You know, the weekend's upon you. New World Order. One World Government.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's going to take over.
Do
you think it'll be the United States, though? Or do you think it'll be other countries banding together against?
I think the United States will be part of the...
Demoed.
What?
No, I don't know.
The United States will be part of the empire. They'll be one of the empiristic...
Oh, is it going to be a baseball game?
It could work. It could all boil down to a baseball game, yeah.
And I think we're in the last inning.
It could be a fiddle contest.
Please don't talk about fiddles and fiddling.
Why?
My stepdad. I don't want to get into it.
Okay. I'm sorry. Stepped on a toe.
No, I'm kidding. Anyway.
New World Order, yeah. I honestly think that we're headed that way, and more speeches given by heads of state use those exact words. And in the New World Order, we're going to have to...
And some of the things seem to point in that direction as far as our economy is concerned and the money situation and, all these things that somehow need of repair. And I think some of the, the most powerful companies and most powerful people, it's headed towards that, I think, in some way.
Absolutely.
That's how things are going to be rebuilt. Things are going to get worse before they get better. Who are they going to get better for?
There's the cliche right there.
I don't know about for you and I. I think we're going to need ham radios so that we can keep the shows going.
But then you need electricity.
And cheese.
And
for the ham.
Pumpernickel.
Yeah. What'd you call me? Armageddon. The end of the world. The big battle. It's coming.
I don't believe in that. I don't think there's going to be a big battle. I think we're just going to keep on chugging along.
Well, there's going to be wars. Isn't there going to be wars?
Well, there's never going to stop being wars. Of course not.
Well, it's funny how everybody, religious movements and so forth, that try to associate everything that goes on with something to do with religion, with something to do with Armageddon, with something to do with Doomsday, with something to do with 2012. Or not just religious, but... Everything that does happen, the collapse of the dollar, is it maybe just the collapse of a dollar and that's it? Or is it some type of prophetic, happening? Something I found interesting was this. I read this on the net on some website this morning. Instead of using most of our time or money, I think we'll roll an interview after this too as well. Instead of using most of our time or money to fight the powerful by learning and sharing the truth, we are deceived into trying to keep and make more money than we really need. So that we lose it to the powerful at some point. What's going to happen with our money? Do you think we're actually, putting money away that you're going to retire on and we're going to be able to take that? I'm considering taking all my money out of the bank.
And doing what with it?
When I get some. I don't know. Stockpiling. But then again, what are you going to do with it after anyway when money's worthless?
Buy a bar of gold.
You're listening to another interview with Big JD on the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo.
And now a teaser from my You Talking to Me show interview with actor Paul Cross about his new movie, Severe Visibility. My full interview with Paul will be on my new Big 30 podcast, which premieres Sunday, May 3rd. It's the Jeff and Lana show, You Talking to Me, and the Rare Rock show combined into one 30-minute podcast. So enjoy the partial interview and be sure to listen to the full interview May 3rd on the Big 30. And better yet, subscribe to the Big 30 in iTunes. It's free and there's a pre-release up there right now. That's right, you can subscribe today. Go to BigJD.com for more details. After the Jabbercast, of course.
Actor Paul Cross recently released a film entitled Severe Visibility. Paul joins us today to talk about this film. So maybe you can give us a little rundown, synopsis of the story.
Well, sure. It's a feature film, and it's about the events of 9/11 at the Pentagon. And more than that, it's about the official version that the government has fed the world being totally wrong. And that's what the film deals with. The character that I play is a major who works at the Pentagon in the Army. And he's damaged goods from Vietnam. And he's had a hard time dealing with what he had to go through there. A lot of distress, post-distress order. And then 9/11 happens. He loses a friend in that event at the Pentagon. But yet he was standing at the window and didn't see the plane coming in. Can't figure out why he didn't see it when he was standing right there. And then he meets up with a journalist from Britain, tracks him down, and wants to get an eyewitness account of what he saw, and he doesn't want to talk about it. And the porter has done his homework and has researched the event, and there's a lot of discrepancies in the official version. He wants to talk to me about it. And he tells me all these things he's found out, and then I have to decide what I do with the information.
So what was it that actually spiked your interest to do the film? Are government conspiracies, cover-ups, is that something that you're interested on a personal level, perhaps?
I never had an interest in conspiracy events before. I was in Washington, D.C., making the film at the White House, a documentary called Follow the Leader. I had just gone down to the break room and saw on television the event. We drove over there, it took us hours, and I just was staring and staring, and the hairs on the back of my neck stood up, and I got goosebumps, and I turned to my partner, and I said, something's really wrong here, and she said, what? And I said, well, a plane did not hit this building. I said, where's the plane? Where's the debris?
Aside from being an entertaining film, I think it's very important that people put out some of this information to at least make people think.
That's what I wanted the film to do. I didn't want to hit him on the head with the message. I just wanted to wake him up and let him say, my God, I never thought of that.
You wrote it, producing, directing, starring in it. Did you shop a screenplay first, or did you know that you would fill all these positions yourself?
I did not shop the screenplay. I wouldn't even let the actors in the film read it. They just got what we call sides, which means their part. I didn't want someone coming to the set and shutting us down.
Just wondering if you can comment on the website or maybe the role it's played in promoting the film?
It's helped quite a bit. That website gets a lot of hits. It's been shut down a couple of times because it was so overloaded. I get tremendous response, literally, Big JD, from every corner of the world.
Now, the website information and where the film can actually be purchased, again, the website www.severevisibility.com. If you had the opportunity to do a film like this over again because of the being so controversial and the positive, negative responses that you might have gotten from it, would you do it again?
I would. In fact, Privately Owned is in the same vein, and I would do it over in New York Minute.
They can visit your website, paulcross.net, and DX3 Pictures, www.dx3pictures.net. Wish you the best with your film, Severe Visibility, and also DX3 Pictures.
Well, thank you very much, Big JD. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thanks, Paul.
Again, that was actor Paul Cross, who wrote, produced, directed, and starred in his new feature film, Severe Visibility. Visit www.severevisibility.com for more details and to order the DVD. My full You Talking to Me interview with Paul will be on the Big 30 Sunday, May 3rd. Subscribe in iTunes or visit bigjd.com.
And there you have that, an interview with Paul Cross. And I ordered the DVD. I wish I would have gotten that before
today.
Before today and before I had a chance to talk to him even, but because, you know, I knew this was coming for a while, and that didn't happen. But now I'm waiting for it.
We'll definitely do a review of the video.
Absolutely, yeah.
On the show.
And you can get that from severevisibility.com.
Awesome. I've seen trailers of it, and you can go to, when you go there, you see the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Very professionally done.
Yep, absolutely. He's big time. And that's just one of the many conspiracies, of course. You know, the plane hitting the Pentagon. Did a plane hit the Pentagon? I don't think a plane hit the Pentagon. Something hit the Pentagon, or they did something there, but
no pictures show the Pentagon getting hit, and there's lots of cameras pointing at the Pentagon something got hit.
If anything was shot into the Pentagon, it definitely didn't have wings on it. But then again, there's, you know, seems to be no debris. No, anything.
There was no plane.
No plane.
There was no plane there.
But I mean, I guess there would be a possibility of something getting shot into it. You know what I mean? From a a jet or something.
That's exactly what happened.
But maybe it just happened internally. You know, maybe that didn't even happen. Maybe it, you know, blew out the other way.
What do you mean?
Well, they did something there on their own. You know what I mean? That nothing was, nothing did hit it at all. You know what I'm saying? So, who knows? And the conspiracies that are, I mean, you know, just things like the one world government and the banks and suppressed inventions. There's suppressed inventions and suppressed medications. You know what I mean? Medicine.
Mm-hmm.
There's got to be some suppressed medicine out there that could do a world of good for people.
Well, you know it.
They don't want us to survive.
They don't want us to survive.
Energy? Why aren't we using other forms of energy? There's a reason for that.
Yeah, so the status quo can remain in place.
Wars, of course. Free trade.
Wars, of course.
Privatization, deregulation, foreign investment, price fixing, disarmament, the workforce, the Antichrist, Satan.
What's Satan got to do with anything?
That's the future. Christ is coming.
And Satan.
There's a big battle going on somewhere we don't know about.
The big battle.
Well, there's supposed to be the big battle of Armageddon before Christ appears, too. Our Savior. Is he going to save everybody?
Supposedly. Well, no, he's not saving everybody. He's saving 144,000 people.
There you go.
Are you one of the 144,000?
I'm chosen.
Are you? Sure. Awesome. And how do you know that you're chosen?
Because I'm one of God's chosen people.
Okay. Oh, right. Gotcha. Well, there's more than 144,000 Jewish people on earth.
Well, 144,000 must be, you know, their thing, and then we'll have our thing, and then we'll fight over territory again.
it's going to be all rocky and sand again. We don't want to be living anywhere where we can actually grow stuff.
We don't.
Sunday Morning Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show at BigJD.com and by the Border City Radio Podcast at BorderCityRadio.com.
You're good at that.
So. Today's song by Leonard Cohen from his CD called The Future from 1992. This is The Future.
Control over every living soul, and I ready for the future. It is murder.
Song The Future. He's got a very interesting voice.
He does. Deep. Soothing like. I like it.
Soothingly raspy.
Mm-hmm. Pretty cool. So we've been talking about the future.
Yes, we have.
The future holds.
Have you ever been to a fortune teller?
I have not. Lana has.
And it's interesting that I haven't, but Kim has as well.
Mm-hmm. See, women are a little more in tune to that, and I think everybody in the world needs to get a little more in tune with things.
I think it's happening. I think people are realizing that life is not as rosy as it was in the past,
mm-hmm.
and that we have to refocus our priorities and our energies towards things that are a little more. A little less materialistic, consumer-oriented, and luxury-based.
Right. More spirituality, higher self, higher power. And mm-hmm. those Silva things all fit right in there. Silva and remote viewing. If anybody's familiar with Major Ed Dames, who is big on the RV thing, remote viewing.
RV.
Yeah. Traveling. He's a big remote viewer and, you know, worked on many of the government projects, remote viewing projects and so forth. But you can actually go to a website, free remote viewing DVD, I think it is, and just pay the shipping for his DVD to find out more information about remote viewing. But you know what he says about remote viewing and why he doesn't have a website anymore that for his instructional videos and to teach you remote viewing?
Why?
There's no time. That's what he said. He said, there's no time anymore for you to learn and to help your family and to remote view and to master the skill, because that doesn't have anything to do actually with it. It's all skillful calculation. It's not, what do you call it? You know, like a telepathic thing, like, you know what I mean?
No.
Like a psychic or a medium or something like that. It's not right. like that. It's a learned skill. And okay. he said, there's no time anymore for that. He said, there's no point. He said, I'm offering this free so that you can, you know, you can do what you will.
What do you mean there's no
there's no time left for you to learn and master that skill to do anything or to help anybody.
Even if you're 15 years old? What if you're 15 and he's got the rest of his life to learn?
No, he doesn't have the rest of his life. He's only got as long as you and I have now.
Oh, I see. So this guy is saying that the world is
well, something's going to happen.
Something's going to happen.
There's going to be no point anymore of that. And if wow. anybody knows, he ought to know. So he doesn't actually have the website anymore to go.
So what's his view on the future? What does he think is going to happen?
Bleak.
I know.
He realized the world's not going to be destroyed, but there's going to be a lot of devastation, and we're going to. It's going to be a whole new place, and it's going to take us time, much time, to rebuild a lot of what happens. But
well, that's kind of interesting that someone like him says that, because what he does doesn't really focus on the future, does it?
Well, it does. They will remote view things, events that take place in the future
what?
To help mankind, save lives.
Remote That's viewing can view the future?
Well, of course. What do you think?
I'm thinking that
they can
see things that are happening right now
sure.
somewhere else.
Right. But their calculations work to know coming events as well.
Really? I didn't know that.
It's incredible stuff. And but there's no point in you going to learn it. So,
well, just listen to Coast to Coast.
That's right. Coast to Coast AM is a great resource to listen to
kooks.
Very,
no,
well,
I'm just
no,
kidding.
Very,
I'm kidding.
Very
I'm
intelligent, very intelligent, educated people on all these kinds of subjects. They're
yes.
scholars and they're scientists,
yes.
and researchers, and that's the only place really that you're going to get it and you know be able to listen. There are some other things like. I can't think offhand. It's mostly guests that they've had on there or some other big people with pretty large, you know, radio station, radio programs that do talk about these things into people. And but Coast to Coast is the biggest, for sure.
And who's the guy who's doing it now?
George Nouri. He's the main dude now.
Right.
After Art Bell Art. Fills in still once in a while.
But Art Bell Art still comes on?
Yeah, occasionally he's on.
No, and, he's got to be up there, right?
Punnett, not bad. And then there's a couple other people that'll fill in, you know, vacation time, things like that, that are, they're okay. George Knapp, and I've heard a woman on there. I can't remember her name, but.
And how often do you listen to Coast to Coast?
All the time. I subscribe to the podcast, which is a paid for podcast, by the way.
What?
It's not a free podcast, yeah. You have to pay for Coast to Coast.
And you pay for that.
Absolutely.
How come you don't listen to it on radio?
Because it's on in the middle of the night.
Well, you have the thing to record stuff, don't you?
True, I do. Yeah, but then it's going to be 4 hours long,
mm-hmm.
or at least 5 hours maybe, and commercials and all that. And then some of the breaks are pretty long, excuse me, whereas the podcast is
commercial
know, a shortened version, nice small file size. I don't have to edit or do anything, you know what I mean?
Right.
It just works out good. I've thought a couple times of stopping the podcast, and I even see them around online sometimes and that, but I figure, you know, for now and in these times... It's some good listening.
In these troubled times.
Yeah, but usually, you know, it still always boils down to nobody really knows. So, you know, and that's what really gets you after. You know what I mean? You listen to very intelligent people talk about these things, and some are sure, some are 90% sure, some know for a fact, and some, you know, all these different things. But really, do we really know? No, nobody really does know.
Of course not.
And on the other side of the coin, it's possible that some people know things in the future and things that are going to happen and the reasons why we're here and where we're going or whatever. But would anybody believe them? Because, you know, they might be the one to know. And why should we or would we believe them when the next guy's got another reason for, you know what I mean?
Another
so
theory.
We wouldn't really know anyway.
Right.
Until, you know, the time comes where we are supposed to be shown and everybody knows on a, some kind of a mass level. You know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about.
So on that note,
Tech Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and stringing cans. We cover it all.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, you cut me off and I did it, so
yeah,
that was good.
It was ringing cans.
Ringing, huh?
That's where the hiccup there.
Oh, that's where it was. Yeah. Okay. I should have done the whole thing as we went. And then, yeah. So, some little thing I want to talk about today was sharing your pictures and videos with family and friends and everything. And you know, it's today's technology allows us to do that quite easily.
Quite easily.
Using some web-based programs, websites such as Flickr and YouTube.
Absolutely.
And so how easy is Flickr to use?
Flickr is extremely easy to use. You can go pro or you can have just a regular account. I think it's 100 picture limit per month or something. And you just upload your pictures. There's uploaders that are integrated within certain photo organization software on your PC or your Mac. I know in iPhoto there's a Flickr uploader, and then there's a standalone Flickr uploader, or you can get one that's a Java based that just runs in your web browser. And that's how easy. You just put your card in or plug your camera into your deal. However, it's even easier than that. You can have your card talk. You can do it without taking your card out of your camera with the what's called iFi. The iFi SD cards, they automatically get posted to
iFi SD card.
Yeah,
is that but you can't take advantage of that with a any regular? Does a camera have to have a capability now?
No, any camera.
So it's an SD card with Wi-Fi capability now.
Yep,
and you don't even have to put a cable to the computer.
No.
You can just
as long as
send your pictures. And
as long as it's within the radius.
Wow, yeah. That's just
you haven't heard of that.
Well, I knew that cameras, there were Wi-Fi cameras where I didn't need the stuff, you know what I mean? But I didn't know, but I think that might be the cameras I'm thinking of.
There's cameras.
But now there's a card like that.
It's the card, yeah.
Wow, you learn something new every day, and technology still amazes me, and I think that's just incredible.
And there's another way of that.
I wasn't expecting this when I wanted to talk about this topic, even.
Kim was talking about getting her parents a digital photo frame.
Those are neat, yeah.
Yeah, and if and some of those are...
We'll stream.
Yeah, so you just put pictures up, and the grandparents, they just get, oh, look at so-and-so uploaded, must have uploaded some pictures. I haven't seen that one yet on the...
Oh, okay, so they're just connected to the internet,
basically on your Wi-Fi
system, and they're getting pictures from whatever you post where...
You point the digital frame to a service, Flickr or Picasso or whatever.
I'm going to lose it here. It's just incredible.
So you're
I might as well have my head in the sand.
Sometimes that's the way I feel. I'm dealing with a guy who's got his head in the sand.
I don't know what's going on in the world today.
I'm thinking I got a technologically in tune guy.
Oh no, not me. I'm sitting here naked with.
But all the signs are there, though. He's got a 17-year-old computer.
Yeah, all the signs are here. But that's all going to change this year.
Just kidding.
But why would I even bother getting a new computer if the world's going to end?
Well, you can't take it with you?
I could. If you put it in the box.
You just bring it with you in your bunker.
YouTube. That's the other, I want to mention YouTube as well, for sharing videos.
Oh, sharing
videos.
So
you can upload, you can make your videos, easily upload them to your YouTube account. Mm-hmm. And of course, both these, you need accounts with Flickr and YouTube. So you'd have
They're free.
They're free, yeah. But YouTube, you can share your videos with the world, basically.
You can also put videos up on Flickr
as
well.
Web pages and things, and you can embed them in your Facebook. And
yeah.
So it's pretty cool. Absolutely. Great way to share your pictures and video of your family with your family.
Do not be intimidated. It really is easy.
It's simple. And I won't be intimidated anymore. I'm going to go look for a Wi-Fi SD card today.
It's an iFi.
Sink ships. Did you die? Want to hang you two in a bush?
Whoa.
Did you hear me?
Yeah, it sounded great. I love it.
Pretty smooth, eh?
Have it in, buddy.
Why not?
You are a beatboxer dude.
So what's this week's quote is brought to us by?
Stephen Larry. Fine purveyors of crystal balls and tarot cards.
Sweet. I'd like some crystal balls. So what's the quote this week?
Do you remember the band Crystal Palace?
I don't know. That was before I was really...
What?
Do you have a quote?
I don't have a quote. I thought you were bringing one.
Oh, geez. I thought I was dealing with somebody who was technologically advanced.
I am very technologically advanced.
He is.
You have one.
You have robot arms. here's the first one by coming from Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, these are my favorite.
The best thing about the future is that it comes only one day at a time.
Is that the best thing about the future?
Well, it's a good thing about the future because it came all at once. Boom. What would happen? Devastation and madness. Or whatever. Sometimes good things. If you're waiting for something good to happen in the future and you all came at once. But I don't know. I think it's a good thing. But that's what Abraham Lincoln says. I don't know if
I'm disappointed in Abe with that. That was kind of a lame quote. Fourscore and 7 years ago, that was way better. Anyway.
Oh, wait. That was Abe's Diner. Sorry.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. That was Abe Lincoln.
That's a good one.
I don't know what I got going on here. This is another one here. Radio sucks. I like that. I am not afraid of tomorrow, for I have seen yesterday and I love today.
Is that Joni Mitchell?
No, that's William Allen White. Billy White.
Billy White.
Who was also the drummer from Halloween from Detroit. Billy White. But anyway.
Billy Cox, drummer for Jimi Hendrix.
That's right. And Billy Squire, fruit cup of the year. I am not afraid of tomorrow, for I have seen yesterday and I love today.
Okay.
So I guess what he's saying there is that he's not afraid of tomorrow because he's seen yesterday and he loves today. Is that what he's trying to say there? That's exactly what he said.
But.
So you want to read anything into it?
Tomorrow, though, it could be.
You know what it is? He's seen yesterday. Opposite. Yesterday, he's seen. He's been there. And he loves today. You know? So today is okay. We made out okay through
that transition.
Know,
that yes.
future, you know, the past future into today was okay. So why be afraid of tomorrow? Because
tomorrow you know,
we've seen this already. But
tomorrow could be completely.
But he probably said this before, you know, all these crazy things went on. And
well, I'm just thinking of regular life. You get a phone call, and the next thing you know, your life is upside down.
Yeah. Sure. That happens all the time.
I'm amazed at how much bad news must get passed through the telephone. I think of all the crappy stuff that happened to me in my life, and I found out a lot about it through a phone call.
Yeah.
It's very interesting that that's the way you find out about the shite.
That it is, and we want to let you know what we have coming up next week on the Jabbercast, and that's awesome things. Things that are so awesome, you couldn't live without.
That's what it says there. You.
Couldn't live without them, or you are glad they are available, or that they happen. Just cool things in general. And it doesn't have to be a material thing. Could be a place, or just something that happens. It's going to be fun, and
that
was a topic. Yeah, go ahead.
This is a topic that was suggested to us by
Stephen Larry.
Of Stephen Larry fame and fame. Little fortune.
Fame. See, there's another cart thing.
Fame. You know that. Oh, that's David Bowie.
So anyway, in wrapping up, check out severevisibility.com and you'll want to purchase that DVD because I can't tell you about it today because I haven't watched it yet, but I saw the trailer online and it looks very cool. And
when did you order it, by the way?
I ordered it, I'm going to say a few days ago, I guess.
Oh, and you had it sent to your mom's in Arizona?
I had it sent to her place because I would get charged double sending it here. So, but then she wanted to watch it. She said, and her reaction, friggin' unbelievable. That's what she said.
This is your mom.
How was it? She watched it with her friend.
Yeah.
And she says, friggin' unbelievable. She said it was fantastic. So.
This is Jeff's mom we're talking about?
And that's my mom. And she said it's kind of ties in with her because she thinks there's some things going on that are wacky and they probably are for all we know. So anyway,
next week,
see you next week on the Jabbercast on Ustream. Visit thejabbercast.com.
Thanks for listening.
It's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email BigJD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, BigJD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.